It's a Tier Tuesday here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. And if you're looking to drop a tier yourself, and you're hearing this show right now, chances are you're less than 20 minutes away from the closest Awaken 180. A once-a-week lunch break, a quick stop on the way home from work, minutes away from proven weekly weight loss at awaken180weightloss.com. What do we have this week for tiers, Keith?
We have the NFL through 5 weeks, and we could change it up a little bit from last week. We were thinking top tier last week was Scoops Keith, in honor of Scoops Keith getting everything right. Yes. I was suggesting, what if we go Jambalaya? Because the Super Bowl is going to be in New Orleans.
I like it. We're going to New Orleans.
The New Jambalaya. Orleans. Yes, Jambalaya is your top tier. Just a bit outside.
Yep.
Would be the teams that are just a bit outside.
Yeah, they're not going to New Orleans.
Probably not, but they're close. They're right knocking there. On that door.
They're just a bit outside.
Yeah, they're knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Frisky, maybe the most important category.
People like Frisky.
That's a good tier.
That's a good like that tier.
So I think maybe we get rid of Rambulance for now.
Okay, because it's really just the Rams these days.
Yeah. So I think it might, now we can debate this and we can change this as it goes. I think Frisky then goes down to I'm Shooketh.
Yeah, Crankin' Wagon.
The Crankin' Wagon's
the
out
crankin wagon's
for
out.
This week.
You're gone.
Then I was going to suggest another tier, not the bottom tier, but the next to the bottom tier, where it's not bad enough. So you're not really in that Travis Hunter discussion.
No.
But you're not Frisky or Shooketh either.
Right. You're
bad. There's a lot of bad teams in the NFL.
You're better than not to spoil it, the Patriots, but you're not bad enough.
Right. Yeah. And then finally, the last tier, instead of Travis Hunter this week, we go with a little...
Stop! He's already dead.
Stop it. He's already dead.
Okay.
5 weeks into the season, you might feel that way. Although now that we got the news of the day that Robert Saleh has been fired, there might be another tier for the Jets to be in.
Yeah.
You know?
Fired their coach tier.
New coach who dis.
Yeah. Bill Belichick watch list.
Bill Belichick. Gasol breaks.
Yeah. That's also that as well. All right. So let's start tiering some of these teams. Billy Laney, where should we start?
AFC East, Buffalo Bills at 3-2.
So they started a house of fire. I think after 2 weeks, we had them in the top tier.
We did. Super Bowl favorites.
They have lost back-to-back games. Josh Allen did not have a very good outing this most recent game.
Are you Shooketh or are they just a bit outside? They're not Frisky.
I'm kind of Shooketh.
Shooketh.
It's back-to-back losses. We kind of read the trends on this.
Do you know what Josh Allen went in that game?
9 of 30?
9 for 30.
That's Shooketh.
I mean,
I'm pretty Shooketh after hearing that.
We should probably downgrade them for that alone.
I would say so, right?
Shooketh?
I'm Shooketh.
All right, pop him in Shooketh.
I'm Shooketh.
The Miami Dolphins, 2-3.
I think they're not bad enough.
Because they won that game. They probably should have lost that game. They're horrible, though. Like, they don't get enough credit for being a part of the worst football game maybe ever played. Like, it wasn't just the Patriots that sucked. Like, the Dolphins were right there with them step for step.
Takes two to tango.
It really does.
Yeah.
They were missing kicks. They had bad snaps. They had penalties. Like, they were horrible. Their quarterback can't throw.
That, too.
They won the game, though.
Yeah.
They still won the game.
Yeah. I think they're
2-3, so I'm with you.
I'd put them bad enough, and I still think, and this is predictive, I know it's not really what we're doing, but they're going to get Tua back at some point, and that's going to keep them off the bottom tier.
Yeah. That's true. All right.
So I would say they're not bad enough for the Miami Dolphins. Yeah.
1-4 Pats.
Okay.
I think they would have to be after...
Stop! He's already dead.
Has to be.
Stop, he's already dead.
I mean, do they need their own tier? Would be the question with the Patriots. I we'll see who else joins them here, but
the league's pretty bad.
Stop, they're already dead.
Yeah.
Feels like the right place for them, and that's even with the potential good news with Drake May.
Yeah. Haven't heard that news yet.
No.
Still waiting on the news.
Maybe they could play their way up to not good enough if things really break their way.
Yeah.
But
true.
Stop, they're already dead. Right. That sounds right.
2-3 Jets.
All right, so would they be shook?
All right, guys, all gas.
Are they not bad enough? Maybe they're not bad enough. They're 2-3. Oh, they did just can their coach. They lost to the Vikings, though. Vikings are a good team.
Do they need their own tier?
They might.
They might need their own tier.
Yeah.
We might need to put them on, like, Belichick watch. All break, no gas.
All break, no gas.
All break, no gas?
Yeah, that's a famous Robert Saleh saying.
Let's pop them in there.
Where would that go?
That would be above not good enough.
Below Shooketh?
Below Shooketh, probably.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
That sound right?
Yeah.
Let's pop them in there. All break, no gas. I like that, Billy.
All right, let's go with that.
Okay.
All right, to the AFC North, the 3-2 Baltimore Ravens.
Maybe this is being prisoner of the moment. I'm not against putting them in the Jambalaya tier.
Really?
They won
that high?
They've won three in a row, Keith. And I know we're going to have the Chiefs there. They were a toenail away from beating the Chiefs on opening night.
Yeah, they were. They also lost to the
They did. Knocked people out of Survivor Pool 1.0.
Yeah, a lot of people.
But yeah, I'm not against it. If you want to keep them in just a bit outside, I think that's where we've had them. Then
yeah, they've been knocking. They've been right there.
But I can be talked into popping them on the top tier.
You know what? I'll do it.
They've won three in a row.
All right. Yeah.
And they went toe-to-toe with Kansas City on opening night. They probably should have won that game.
When they wear the all-blacks, they look fast.
You say that.
How fast do they look?
I don't love those uniforms, fast but you really like them. You think they make
road runner speed.
If that's going to get you to my side of the street, then let's say.
Talk them in.
Okay.
Only can I put in parentheses when they're wearing the black uniforms?
Yes.
Other than that, they're just a bit outside.
Yeah, Ravens in the black uniforms are on the jambalaya tier.
All right. Bengals, 1-4.
So, are they frisky at 1-4?
No.
Joe Burrow just threw 5 touchdown passes. Are they still shooketh?
I think I'm still shooketh.
Because of the record, maybe.
I'm shooketh.
Maybe they can't be much higher.
Their win total, I would not take this over, but I'm just telling you, their win total's still 8.5 in Vegas. So, they're not going to be a 5-win team, at least according to, the Sharps. So
I was looking this up during the break. They lost to the Patriots. You hear about this?
It's not a good loss. It's not a good loss.
That's insane.
And if I'm going to play the logic I played with the Ravens and the Chiefs, the Bengals did just go toe-to-toe with a team that I feel can be in the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl.
Right.
So, yeah, I'd put them in shooketh.
So
in that terrible tier.
All right, they're shooketh then. That's fine.
1-4, Cleveland Browns.
Okay, they might be Stoppy's already dead.
I think so.
Yeah.
Stefanski, this was one of the great moments
of the weekend.
I had
them as a playoff team before the year, by the way. I thought they were going to be a playoff team. They're awful.
Deshaun Watson's worse than Brissett right now. Deshaun Watson, I think, is the worst quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
He also, they're down 20 points, 4th and goal. He walks off the field. Stefanski wanted to go for it because, they need to score points.
Uh-huh.
He walks off the field. They have to take a delay a game, and then they kick a field goal.
Yep.
And then he has to come out in the postgame and be like, no, we're sticking with Deshaun. That's not good. They sunk so much money and draft picks into him. He is horrible.
At least he settled
karma.
He settled another civil lawsuit at least. So
I'm sure there's another one on the way.
He's got that going for him.
What a mess.
Yeah, no, they can be on that bottom tier. Stop, they're already dead.
Stop, he's already dead.
Not to go into Cleveland radio, but can you imagine if they just kept Baker Mayfield and had all those picks they gave up for Watson and who they could have taken and just had Baker Mayfield playing quarterback for
them? You don't even have to go back that far. What if they just kept Flacco?
They could have just kept Flacco.
They just kept Flacco from last year.
Yeah.
They'd probably be a playoff team again.
But think of all the picks they gave up, too.
It's
insane.
That's much. Yeah. I mean, it's arguably the worst trade in football history.
Yeah.
And the worst contract in football history. Yeah.
I think it's both.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pittsburgh Steelers, 3-2.
They're less frisky than they've been.
Yeah. Shooketh.
Yeah, they're probably shooketh.
It's hard to be shooketh when I never really truly believed.
Yeah, but they did start 3-0.
Where else do we put them? I think you go shooketh, and here's why.
All brick, no gas.
I'm shooketh.
They might go to Russell Wilson.
Yeah,
you know, maybe this is just a Fields brick, thing.
No Steeler gas. Country, let's ride.
I'm a little shooketh with Fields, who I'm a believer in, and I was crowing about when they were 3-0, and even when they lost last week, I'm a little shooketh there, so shooketh.
Yeah, all right.
To the AFC South, the Houston Texans at 4-1.
You love the Texans.
I've been
you
campaigning.
You want to put them in jambalaya?
They're the only 4-win team in the league, aren't they? Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
There's one more.
Yeah.
There's two undefeated teams. There are two teams that are 4-1.
Right.
And
the Lions didn't play this week, so they could get to 4-1 if they win this week.
I would consider bumping them up if you want to say they're just a bit outside. And you gotta watch them prove it against the Patriots this weekend. Fine. But look, they won a round last year in the playoffs. They look like they're better.
So listen, they don't need to get BCS points, right? This isn't college football. But does this strike you as interesting? They beat the Colts by 2, the Bears by 6, the Jaguars by 4, and the Bills by 3. And their one loss, they got smoked by the Vikings.
Well, and the Bills win, they blew a giant lead, and they hung on to win.
Yeah, they were up 20-3, I think it was, and then it ended up being a game-winning field goal. 59-yarder by Fairbairn. So they got a big leg on their kicker.
Big one.
I'll put them up there, though. I mean, because this week I don't think we're going to learn much from them. And then the following week they play the Packers, which should be a good game.
Jambalaya.
I'll jambalaya them.
Let's crowd that tier up a little bit. Okay. It's been bleak up there. Let's put them on the jambalaya tier.
It has.
2-3 Colts.
Ugh.
The Indianapolis Colts are probably not bad enough. I'd put them on the same tier as the Dolphins. They're pretty bad. They're a little more dangerous when Flacco plays.
Well, I was gonna say, are they kind of frisky just based on Flacco? But we don't know how long he's gonna play.
That's the thing is, they don't want to play Flacco, but they're so much better with him.
They are.
So I think they're just not bad enough.
Okay, let's do it. Not bad enough for the Indianapolis Colts. Who else we got?
Jags, 1-4.
So they got their first win. They were the last winless team. They got a win this past Sunday.
Against the Colts.
Against the Colts.
So they beat, I mean, do they belong on?
The Colts haven't won in Jacksonville since probably before I was born.
That's true.
Do they belong on not bad enough, or do they remain and stop, they're already dead?
I think they're pretty bad.
Stop, they're already dead?
Stop, he's already dead.
Let's do it. You got to win a game somewhere. Let's leave him on stop, he's already dead.
Stop, he's already dead.
Yeah.
Tennessee Titans, 1-3.
I'll put... I put him right there.
Okay.
Just horrible.
Okay, now, in fact, the Titans beat a team a tier above them. The Jaguars beat a team a tier above them, but we have them both on that bottom tier with the Patriots.
Yeah, and they also caught the Dolphins. It was their first game with Snoop Huntley, so their fourth string quarterback, game one. Like you said, the teams are going to find win. There are very few winless teams.
Okay.
But I think the Titans are still garbage.
Stop, they're dead.
Yep,
Titans,
To the AFC West, Denver Broncos, 3-2.
Frisky
team. I mean,
especially if they wear those uniforms.
I mean, they have.
Did you see Champ Bailey was in the building?
What?
Patrick Surtain.
I did not. I'm not surprised.
Oh, that's awesome.
Jersey swapped.
Believe.
If they keep winning,
or do you want to make a separate tier? Rookie quarterbacks who play.
Yeah.
Rookie quarterbacks who play.
Would that be
above Frisky?
What's that like?
That's above Frisky.
Above Frisky.
But below just a bit outside.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Rookie quarterbacks,
parentheses, who play.
Yep.
Bo Nix, you can go in that tier. I think you're going to have some company coming up. Okay. Uh-huh. Who else?
5-0 Chiefs.
Yeah, they stay jambalaya. I mean, they don't win on style points. Last night was so ugly.
Yeah, that's true.
Mahomes didn't throw a touchdown. He threw a pick in the end zone. Like, they win ugly, but
kind of gross.
But they also all of a sudden get Juju Smith-Schuster going 130 yards. Go figure.
So he also cost Mahomes
the pick.
It turned into a pick. Could have been a touchdown.
Yeah.
He caught it with his hands and then like couldn't hold on. And then it ended up being an interception by the big fellow up front who had a nice little scoot after.
Oh, he really did.
That was a hell of a play.
Juju Smith-Schuster adding in fantasy?
Yeah, but you probably should.
I think he's a waiver wire darling this week. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easiest way to get rid of your old car. You can donate today. Your car will be picked up tomorrow. Donate now. Carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. He might be Mahomes' number one target.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Probably worth going out and grabbing in fantasy this week. Okay, who's after the Chiefs?
Vegas Raiders, 2-3.
Ugh, not bad enough.
Not bad enough. Now, they're also probably going to make a change of quarterback.
Yep.
So it's funny. One of these websites that does the next quarterback benched odds took the Raiders Patriots off the board.
You texted that.
So Brissett and Minshew, you can't even bet on them because it's like assumed it's happening like either this week or next week. So then it's like guys like Deshaun Watson and others that are on the
Shime say this morning that apparently a fantasy site had Jacoby Brissett at 0 projected points.
Nice.
Drake May at 14.
Nice!
14!
Now we're talking.
Seems high for a Patriots quarterback.
Yeah, I like it. No, but not bad enough. That's where they belong. Especially
because the Raiders.
They're about to trade Davante Adams.
Yeah, I'm curious where he goes and what they get for him. But we'll put them there.
L.A. Chargers, 2-2.
Frisky?
2-2.
They lost their last two. They're coming off a bye week. They were competitive with the Chiefs. I'll say Frisky.
I like Frisky.
Yeah.
I still like Jim Harbaugh overall to turn them around this year. I still think they could be a playoff team, especially with some of these other AFC teams that aren't living up to it. Like, look at the whole AFC East. It's not as good as we thought. So there's playoff spots up for grabs. I think the Chargers can still get in.
Frisky team.
Yeah, right, Frisky.
NFC?
To the NFC East, the Dallas Cowboys at 3-2.
They feel like just a bit outside.
Really?
Like, yes.
What
are they?
I would still be shooketh with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So the
they
Cowboys
the last second touchdown to beat the Steelers.
Their wins are against the Browns, Giants, and Steelers. It is by 5 points over the Giants, 3 by the Steelers, who are going in the wrong direction.
Okay.
They lost to the Ravens and the Saints.
Let's keep them shooketh.
All right, shooketh.
I can talk to that.
Shooketh.
Yeah, I am not.
I don't think they're far away from jumping all the way up to that top tier, but they got more to prove. Fine.
They got more
shooketh.
To prove.
Shooketh.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
Giants, 2-3.
They're horrible.
Yeah.
They might are they bottom tier? Are they stopped already dead or are they not? I mean, Dayball's kind of woke them up a little bit.
I'm going to say they're not
bad enough.
You just said they were competitive with the Cowboys. They won last week. Let's say they're not bad enough.
All right.
Yeah.
That's fine.
The 2-2 Eagles.
So they were off this week, too. I forget where we had them the week
before. We had them in the ambulance because they had no A.J. Brown, no Lane Johnson, no Devontae Smith.
I would make an argument for Shooketh because...
I'm Shooketh.
I feel like every week I do this with the Cowboys and Eagles, I want them on the same team. I would make an argument that the Eagles should be just a bit outside, but that's predictive. Shooketh is probably the right play.
I just think there's something going on with Sirianni. He kind of entered this year like Robert Saleh.
Their win total is still 10.5.
Yeah, it's pretty high. I just think, isn't there something going on with Sirianni and Jalen Hurts? Like, 100%. They don't even talk to each other.
Right? It's been bad. The defense has been terrible.
Yeah.
Barkley's been really good. They're getting A.J. Brown back.
But there's no way Saquon keeps this up all year.
Okay. Shooketh.
All right.
Washington Commanders at 4-1.
Well, that would be a rookie quarterbacks who play.
I think we know where he has to go. Rookie quarterbacks who play, but.
They could also be just about outside.
I was going to say, if we didn't have that tier, we'd put him on just a bit outside, but let's put him on the rookie quarterbacks who play tier.
Let's see where it goes.
Yeah.
NFC North, Chicago Bears, 3-2.
I got them. I would put them squarely in rookie quarterbacks who play.
Think you have to.
Yep.
Think that's the only spot for them.
I like
it. They feel a little frisky, but that's the right spot for them. Rookie quarterbacks who play.
Rookie quarterback.
Yep.
So basically, yeah, you could argue the Bears would be a tier down, the Commanders would be a tier up, and then the Broncos would be right there.
Yeah.
Like that's, yeah.
I like it.
Good.
Detroit Lions, 3-1.
Just a bit outside?
Yeah, probably. I was wondering if we even needed that tier.
Just a bit outside.
Yeah, they didn't play this past week. They got off to like a slow start. Like Goff didn't look like Detroit Goff.
No,
there was something off with them.
Then they figured it out against Seattle. They got a bye week to get right.
Yeah, I think they're right there.
I think they could move up eventually, but I wouldn't put them there yet. Just a bit outside.
3-2, Green Bay Packers.
I also think they belong there.
Just a bit outside.
Same.
Unimpressive game last week, but a game they needed to win and they won. First win with Jordan Love.
Yeah.
I'd expect that to keep getting better. Kind of a low win total, 9.5, but yeah, let's go with just a bit outside.
Big Tucker Kraft game.
Huge Tucker Kraft game.
Oh, my God. Monster.
Another guy to go grab on waivers.
Sure.
5-0 Vikings.
Oh, yeah. Top tier. Jambalaya.
Got it.
5-0. They're winning games in different countries now.
I will say this. Aaron Jones got hurt. They have a bye this week. Aaron Jones got hurt. Darnold looked pretty shaky at the end of that game, so watch them. But they deserve the Jambalaya tier in the meantime.
Oh, definitely.
To the NFC South, the Atlanta Falcons at 3-2.
Outside?
You think they're that good?
I like them.
Would they be rookie quarterbacks who don't play?
They would be on that tier if we had it.
Do you think they're more just a bit outside or frisky?
If you want to talk me down,
I feel like they friskied it up
frisky,
a little bit.
Well, let's stay consistent with another team in this division.
Okay.
But yeah, okay, fine, frisky.
Yep.
I've been campaigning to move.
I know you like the
while.
Falcons. You like the Dirty Birds.
I do.
I got it.
1-4 Panthers.
They're horrible.
Yeah, they're back. They got their dead cat bounce.
He's already dead.
Yeah,
it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah,
we'll all remember that one week Andy Dalton showed up. He actually helped us, didn't he? I think we had a Deontay Johnson and the Bozo or whatever. So like he helped.
Thielen,
right.
And then Thielen died.
Andy helped me in fantasy that week. So shout out 1 week of Andy Dalton.
Yeah,
Andy
Dalton.
It was fun. They played their card early. And now that card's been played, and they're back on the stop. They're already dead.
Team. Andy Dalton resurgence, 2024, week 3. That's what I'll say on the gravestone. Right. Thank
That's
you,
where
Dalton.
The Panthers belong.
Yep. Saints at 2-3.
Shooketh, or are they just not? Or are they just not good?
Shooketh,
not bad enough.
Not bad. They're just not bad enough.
I think. Yeah, they started hot. 3 straight losses.
Man,
shine has more than come off.
My man, Clint Kubiak. Boy, that was 2 weeks of fun.
Derek Carr got hurt.
Yep.
They don't really use Chris Olave much.
No. I thought that was going to be a competitive game last night. Wrong.
No.
I thought the Saints were going to give him a game. Wrong.
No, they didn't.
So, yeah, fine. Not bad enough.
That
works.
Buccaneers, 3-2.
They better be frisky.
They're frisky.
They are. They can't be just a bit outside.
Baker Mayfield lost
to the Falcons.
I know.
Just
head
a bit
to head. Heartbreaking loss for me.
Frisky. That's
a
frisky.
I'll put them there. They are frisky.
Okay.
Say that about them.
NFC West, the Arizona Cardinals, 2-3.
Where do you put them? Are they frisky because of Kyler?
I still feel like they're frisky. Maybe it's unfair to say a team like the Saints are not bad enough, but I still feel like it's a frisky team.
I think so. I think just having Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison Jr. kind of gives you a little bit of the frisky.
They beat San Fran.
And they beat San Fran.
Knock them on the frisky tier.
Yeah.
LA Rams, 1-4.
So we had them in Rambulance, but now it's like this is just what your team is.
Yeah, I think we need to stop making injury excuses. I think they're just not bad enough.
Not bad enough.
I think that's where they are.
Yep.
San Francisco 49ers, 2-3.
I would say Shooketh.
Definitely
Shooketh. Shooketh.
Same page on that.
Definitely. Yep. Like that. Yep. Again, I said this coming out of when they beat the Patriots, dominated the Patriots. I'm like, I didn't like what I saw out of that team.
No,
so
they're
Shooketh.
A mess.
All right, finally, the Seattle Seahawks, 3-2.
Ah, they're a tough one to pin down.
I don't normally do this, but I think I'm going to put them in the frisky tier.
You like Seattle as being a frisky team?
Yeah, like they gave Detroit a game. They started 3-0. I mean, they
just, back-to-back losses.
They did just lose to the Giants. That doesn't feel very frisky.
At Lions and home to the Giants.
That doesn't feel very frisky.
In which they had a chance to kick a game-time field goal, and it was blocked and returned.
I just don't know if I ever really believed to say I'm shooketh.
No, but I would say, similar to the Steelers, I'm shooketh because they were
3-0. Yeah, let's do it. Maybe, you're right. Okay. Shooketh. Let's do that.
I'm shooketh.
All right, so that'll conclude Tier Tuesday on a Week 5. Jambalaya, the top tier. We have four teams.
Wow.
Ravens, Texans, Chiefs, Vikings. Just a bit outside, Lions, Packers.
Okay.
Rookie quarterbacks who play. Commanders, Broncos, Bears.
We nailed that one.
Frisky, Chargers, Falcons, Bucks, Cardinals.
Okay.
I'm shooketh, the biggest tier this week.
I feel like it's a big tier every week.
Yeah. Bills, Bengals, Steelers, Cowboys, Eagles, Niners, Seahawks.
That's seven teams?
Yeah.
Okay.
All break, no gas, Jets. Not bad enough, Dolphins, Colts, Raiders, Giants, Saints, Rams.
Nice.
And then in the stop, he's already dead, bottom tier, Patriots, Browns, Jaguars, Titans, Panthers.
I think we've done it again, Keith.
I think we nailed it.
I think we've summarized the league quite nicely.